Just an update on the injury report. J.D. Walton left the game with a left ankle injury. We don't know the severity of it, so we won't report it until it's further evaluated. Any questions?
Josh, is this what you kind of envisioned with a high-powered offense and a lockdown defense kind of day?
Well, I mean, I just envisioned us getting better, you know, and I think a lot of people expected it to happen from game one, and that's not reality. So, you know, I think it all started Wednesday when we started preparing for this game. And, you know, it's the ultimate of team sports, but it relies on a lot of individuals. And, you know, guys kind of looked in the mirror and just we just practiced better, and for that we played better.
Manning sliced dice, very patient, and had probably his best game for you.
Well, I think, you know, he's getting more comfortable. You know, let's not forget he didn't play all season, probably more than a year. And this is a new team, a new coaching staff, a new city, a new field, a new everything, you know, for him. You know, and the type of guy he is, he's just going to get better and better. I mean, he's a championship guy, and, you know, he's going to get used to his teammates, our players. And he just, you know, was better at it today than earlier. You know, again, you know, a lot of what a running back gets is what the people in front of them do, you know, so it goes hand in hand. And, you know, I thought we blocked better, we finished blocks better, you know, and so your running backs are going to be more productive when you get better blocking.
What'd you say at halftime, Coach? Because, you know, by rights, you could have been up by a lot more at halftime. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, we stubbed our toe, there's no doubt. I mean, I don't know if it was stage fright or what, but, you know, we talked about that at halftime, and, you know, we hadn't answered the bell that well. You know, people talk about our starts, but we really hadn't really done very well after the half either. And we went out and got a quick stop, a three and out on defense, and, you know, got a scoring drive. And it gave us momentum and, you know, kind of got us off the snide, so to speak. And, you know, we started getting some confidence, and this game's about confidence.
John did a good job stopping the run. Didn't get hurt by a tight end this week.
Yeah, I give credit to everybody. I mean, our coaches worked very hard this week. Our players worked very hard. It didn't matter what phase. I mean, we had a block punt. We had a great fake field goal. I don't know who thought of that. But anyways, you know, so it was really just a great team win. I mean, we all got better. We all worked harder, and we'll have to do that again next week.
Do you scrap that play, or do you have J.D. work
tight
a little bit?
I'm not sure it'll go down quite with Montana Rice or, you know, any of those great passing combinations. But, you know, we'll probably won't see that one again for a while.
Good to laugh about it, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was a little disappointing. I haven't seen exactly what happened. We got the look that we were looking for, and obviously it wasn't very well executed. It was really supposed to be designed more of as a run than a pass.
Looking forward to going into New England with Peyton Manning on your side?
You know, I think I probably look forward to going just about anywhere with Peyton. But, you know, again, they got a pretty good combination there, too. We didn't do too well last time we were there during the playoffs. You know, it's obviously a big game for both of us. They're 2-2. We're 2-2. Both had big wins in our division today. So, you know, that stage will be set, and, you know, whoever executes the best will win.